Yeah, there were so many people involved in drilling around there.
I've never seen one, so I think it's a general term that they use.
Now, there was a Schlumberger that they used, but I don't think it would be that, would it? Schlumberger.
I don't know.
Because I think that's really a trade name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for what it is, but they called one of those things that they drilled with.
Mm-hmm.
Schlumberger. A drill?
How about a sack that you put on a horse so it can eat?
And you put it on like this, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Over its head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've forgotten. I've known it one time.
Okay, that's fine. Can you identify for me some parts of a bridle?
Oh, dear.
Well, what's the part in the horse's mouth? What's that?
That's the cinch? No, the cinch is somewhere else. I think this is the cinch.
Okay. And the part that you hold on to is?
The reins.
Uh-huh.
The reins.
That's probably all you can think of for that one. That's a Western saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Can you identify some parts of that for me?
Those are the stirrups,
mm-hmm.
and this is the cinch.
Mm-hmm.
And the seat and the horn.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
This is the part that covers over the
strap. This is the cover.
Straps.
The cover, and this is the blanket that you put on the horse first.
Uh-huh.
I used to have to do that. We had a pony that I'd ride, and I'd have to put the saddle on. And at first, I think that's been a long time.
Yeah.
And I think I put the blanket on first, and then you put the saddle on, and then you tie the cinch under the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see.
I don't know how saddles ever stay on just with that little cinch.
I don't either. And then, it seems to me there was something here, though, something that went down this way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it went down this way. And then, of course, you have your feet in the stirrups, so that helps to hold it in the center anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hello.
Hi. How y'all doing?
I'm just fine.
I think I can name more things about a saddle than he can, though. And more things about
what
I think I can name more things about what you use on a horse than you can.
You've
than
never
me?
Ridden, huh?
What is a horse? That's about all I know, except they run fast. Y'all making any headway?
Oh, yeah.
No,
No, we're doing great. To rope horses, they use what?
A lasso.
Mm-hmm. And to carry dirt around in your backyard, you would use a
wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And a bag that's made out of a coarse fibrous material is?
A gunny sack.
Mm-hmm. And a boat with oars is what?
A rowboat.
Mm-hmm. A lion tamer uses a?
A lion tamer?
Mm-hmm.
A whip.
Mm-hmm. And are there other words for whip that you know? Other types of whips? Or?
I'm trying to remember. I think that's all I can think of.
Okay.
It's a strap, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's a long whip that they use.
Mm-hmm. Something that you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife.
A knife sharpener. What is that? I have one too.
Oh. Not many people do anymore.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Now we have an electric knife sharpener. In fact, do you know Jackie Barrett?
No, I haven't made contact with her yet, actually.
Oh, she's one you have to talk
Yeah,
to?
She's on my list, but I'm not sure if somebody was going to talk to her and they haven't talked to her yet or what, but she's on my list.
Well, she's the reason I was asking you that, she's a friend of ours, and they used to live on Rose Lane,
mm-hmm.
down the valley, and she had her knife needs sharpening. We take our knife sharpener up.
Mm-hmm.
to her house,
mm-hmm.
and we sharpened her knives, and we go out to dinner.
Yeah.
She's a nice friend.
Fun.
You know, she had a stroke. She was